Welcome to the milk bar. 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 Welcome to the milk bar.
Welcome along to episode 424 of the Milk Bar. Coming up on the show this week, you can hear what happened at Molyneux when we were raising funds for Cure Leukemia over the weekend. Myself and Steve Daly having a chat with a few people all around that one. On top of that, you can find out what happened when I went along to meet Wayne Harper over at the Bushbury Gym. He's got the site reopened following that awful fire that happened a short while ago. We'll be talking to foodie Grace Hall all about picnics and how one of our local picnicking places is in the top 20 in the UK. Also, we'll be hearing from Jessica Clemens. We've got music from her, including three singles from her latest album. That's on the way. And we'll be hearing from Chuck McCauley for a better charity event taking place this weekend. But first of all, from Tuesday the 3rd of October through to Saturday the 7th, The Wedding Singer is on at Wolverhampton's Grand Theatre. One of the cast is Ray Quinn, who joins me on the line now. Hello.
Hey, mate, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad.
So which is the most scary for you, the judges on The X Factor or Dancing on Ice, or the fashions from the 80s which follow you around during this show?
Oh, definitely the fashion. Nah, it's all good, mate. I'm enjoying the tour. It's great, you know. This will be our last little run, so in Wolverhampton, so looking forward to it, pal. Really looking forward to it.
It's a really good show as well, isn't it? With some great tunes. Not necessarily the ones you're going to know from the film, but still some absolutely classic music, which really works well with this story.
Two of the songs are from the movie, which is imperative. We needed those, you know, so it's recognisable to the fans of the film. But the rest of the scores are all original, still in keeping with the 80s theme. Yeah, it's a corker of a show, you know. The reviews and standing ovations don't lie. Yeah, we've had a fabulous run and we're all very, very proud of the show.
Now, you get to be Wall Street bad boy Glenn, so that must be quite a good fun role to play as well.
Yeah, it is, yeah. It's very different to what I normally play, as I say. You know, I've played something similar before, but never as bad boy. So, yeah, it's very different, but very enjoyable to get my teeth into, for sure.
And with the rest of the cast, someone like Ruth Maddock, who many will know from Heidi High and A Time in Little Britain, she gets to play some good fun in this show too, and really play up to the star of the show, Robbie Hart with John Robbins.
Yeah, absolutely. John's our West End legend, anyway. He's done plenty of shows all around. And more original West End shows than I know anybody else. So, and obviously Ruth, with her experience in the industry, brings another colour to the production. So we've been very lucky. We've got a great cast, you know, great production team, and that shows by the value of the production when you're watching it. So as I say, the feedback's been amazing, and we've loved every minute of it.
And when it comes to performing, there doesn't seem to be anything that you don't seem able to turn your hand to, whether it's ice skating, singing, acting, whatever. What's going on? How do you do all this? This is not fair.
I try. I just love what I do, mate, and I don't really do much else. So I thoroughly enjoy what I do, and I throw myself into it. And you know, I've been musicals for a long time now. I've done shows and touring, and as I say, it's what I know. It's a job to me, and I thoroughly enjoy it, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
And of course, you're doing all this alongside your own musical career as well. You've had an album out, latter part of last year into this year, touring with that, and probably knowing you, more plans in the future too.
Yeah, absolutely. I've managed to sort of get an album together, finish writing that now with my production team, and fingers crossed to get a single out soon. But as I say, just the time and the timing isn't right, and I haven't got the time to do it at the moment. We've been on tour and being so busy, but I will find the time, as I say. I'm very proud of what we've written and what we've put together. So hopefully it will come to light one day, and I know it will, so keep your eyes peeled.
And on the music front, I mean, the whole 80s thing, it's a little bit before your time, but are the songs in here which really resonate with you, and is it a time for music that you look up to?
Well, I guess, you know, I've got a real sort of guilty pleasure when it comes to the 80s music. So I do listen to it quite a bit, to be honest, even though I was only born in 88, but yeah, it's a great era, apart from the fashion, you know. Some of the fashion's quite great, some of it's coming back in, who knows. Yeah, it's just one of those things that I think everybody does have, you know, find a good pleasure for something that happened in that area. So it's great to be a part of it, and the show only excels the 80s, so it's great.
Obviously, being a bit of a bad boy, as you say, is a change of direction for you. Does this mean you're going for a Goody Two Shoes character in your next role? Are you happy now being a little bit despised by the audience?
Yeah, I mean, it's been fun. But I'll be doing a Prince Charming and Pantomime at Christmas time in Whitley Bay. So a little bit different, but still, good fun. I can't wait. So.
And when you're at the Grand, is Wolverhampton's an area you've visited a load over the years? Is there something like a favourite curry house or somewhere that means the most to you when you're in the area?
Oh, I'm definitely be shopping about. Yeah, definitely be going around and getting myself a nice bit of grub. But I've been there before plenty of times, so I'm sure. There'll be somewhere there. I don't know. Sure, right. I'll have a cast meal out somewhere for sure.
That should be a giggle. Well, it's always good to know that you're around and about. It's going to be a brilliant show on stage. The Wedding Singer is at Wolverhampton's Grand Theatre from the 3rd of October through until the 7th. Grandtheatre.co.uk to get your tickets, or 01902 429212 if you want to give the call to the box office. But for now, Ray Quinn, thanks for joining us. Have a brilliant time at the Grand in The Wedding Singer.
Thanks very much, pal. Good to talk to you.
Stars out of the sky for you. Stop the rain from falling if you ask me to. I'd do anything for you, your wish is my command. I could move a mountain when your hand is in my hand. Words cannot express how much you mean to me. There must be some other way to make you see. If it takes my heart and soul, you know I'd pay the price. Everything that I possess, I'd gladly sacrifice. Oh, you to me are everything, the sweetest song that I can sing. Oh, baby, oh, baby. To you, I guess I'm just a clown who picks you up each time you're down. Oh, baby, oh, baby. You give me just a taste of love to build my hopes upon. You know you got the power, girl, to keep me holding on. So now you got the best of me, come on and take the rest of me away. Though you're close to me, we seem so far apart. Maybe given time, you'll have a change of heart. If it takes forever, girl, then I'm prepared to wait. The day you give your love to me won't be a day too late. Oh, you to me are everything, the sweetest song that I can sing. Oh, baby, oh, baby. To you, I guess I'm just a clown who picks you up each time you're down. Oh, baby, oh, baby. You give me just a taste of love to fill my hopes upon. You know you got the power, girl, to keep me holding on. So now you got the best of me, come on and take the rest of me, oh baby.
With Wayne Harper now at Bushbury Gym, rising from the ashes literally, and looking fantastic. Wayne, how's it all going?
It's going sound. We're getting there now, and we should be out for tomorrow morning, hopefully.
Lots of work being done. What condition was the building in after the fire?
In a bad state of affairs. It was burnt to the ground, basically. Nothing left.
Yeah, we're up on the first floor now, feeling perfectly safe and secure.
Yeah, yeah, yes.
And loads of CV equipment up here. You've got a dance studio, the boxing rings are going in, and just an array of fitness equipment downstairs. And,
yes.
And that can cater from everyone, from an absolute beginner through to your biggest muscle man in town.
That's right, yes. We get quite for everything, weight training, bodybuilders, powerlifters, cardio, boxing, and hopefully we can get some kids up here and have a good boxing club again like we had before he got burnt to the ground. And hopefully get some local kids in and keep them off the streets.
Yeah, and it's a good environment for them. They can think about the fitness first, yeah, and make sure they're enjoying what they do.
Yes.
And in a good, friendly environment,
yes,
and one which is all going to be new for them too.
Absolutely, yeah. Good, friendly environment, and in an area that could do with a gym, like I say, to get some of the kids off the street, because it's a good help for them. So.
And so the gear you got downstairs, there's some serious weights. What's the heaviest weight anyone can move down there? That just on the machines, let alone some of the free weights.
They all range up from anything from 10 kilo to 120 kilo.
Mm-hmm.
So, that, you know, you can work it out yourself.
Yeah, and with all the levers and pulleys, it's going to feel a lot heavier. Yeah, I don't fancy trying to lift 120.
Yes.
10 I could probably just about cope with. But it does just give you the array of what you can do.
Yeah.
And when it comes down to getting used to using the gym, you've got people who can help out there?
Yes, we've got people behind the counter who are willing to help, and we also got good people that train here who, if you don't know what you're doing, they will put you right on whatever you're doing wrong.
And it's part of the family, isn't it? It is a gym family.
Yes, it's a family gym, boy. Absolutely family gym. It's where people can enjoy themselves, have a laugh, have a bit of banter, and also get all their protein supplements and everything they need. And, you know, it's a really good gym.
And that's an important part of it, isn't it? It's making sure you're adapting your body ready for the effort you're going to put it through.
That's right.
There's no point just going at it, because that really isn't going to do you any good.
If we see people going at it and we think they're doing it wrong anyway, we will put them right. So, and it's all part of helping people, you know. And you don't have to lift massive weights to have a... All you have to do is tone. And that's, you know, it's not about lifting big weights and being intimidated by big people. It's about getting in the gym, taking care of yourself and looking out, and we can always help you out anywhere along the lines.
Yeah, and it's the sort of place where the bigger they are, the more friendly they probably are as well.
Absolutely. If there's a big man next to a little man, he'll always help the little man. You know what I mean? So I wouldn't get intimidated in any way, shape or form.
What are the opening hours going to be?
6 o'clock till 10 at night.
So a good range there. Come before work, after work, however you want to play
absolutely,
it.
Yeah.
And the pricing structure friendly as well?
It's £20 a month to join. £20 a month to join, or you can come and have a session for £3.
So you can do it whichever way, pay as you go.
So
what do people do if they want to get in touch and find out more?
You just pop down to the gym itself and ask anybody who's working on the counter, and we'll always be happy to help you and show you around.
Mm-hmm.
So anything like that, or you can contact us by phone.
What's the address and what's the phone number?
It's Unit F4, Primrose Avenue, WV10 8AW, and the phone number is 07973 156547.
Okay, give us the phone number again.
07973 156547.
So you can be found on Primrose Avenue in Bushbury. Come along, check the gym out. You're more than happy to show someone around.
Yes.
And see if they can get into using the gym. It's in a family-friendly environment.
Absolutely. It is a friendly environment. That's why we've had it, because you can go to big gyms and you don't get the same atmosphere as what you get in a local gym.
Yeah, much more fun.
Absolutely, yeah.
Wayne, great talking to you.
And great talking to you too. Thank you.
In a moment's time, we'll be hearing from Jessica Clemens. She is Jess from Jess and the Bandits. But first, let's take a track from their brand new album, recent single, Kings of Summer.
June bugs on the screen door. Fireflies lit up the sky. We'd ride our bikes to the Dairy Queen. Buzzing on a sugar high. We were the kings of summer. Still light enough to fly. Back when we ruled these backyards. Fearless pirates of the night. We were the kings of summer. The motel pool, smoking menthols in the treehouse, a Polaroid of cool.
take you right back there when we were kids. We were the kings of summer, still light enough to fly. Back when we ruled these backyards, fearless pirates of the night. We were the kings of summer, still light enough to fly. Back when we ruled these backyards, fearless pirates of the night. We were the kings of summer.
This September sees the release of Smoke and Mirrors, a much-awaited album by Jess and the Bandits. And Jessica Clemens joins me on the phone now. Hello.
Hello.
I know you've nipped back to the US for a bit of a break in the middle of what's going to be a busy August and September for you in the UK.
Yeah, very. So I came home for 15 days, and now I've got a few days left at home before I make my way back to the UK.
Yeah, because you've got the Nashville Nights on the 19th of August, Cottingham Folk Festival on the 27th. Then, come September, the 12th is Glasgow, 13th Gateshead, 14th Cambridge, 15th London, 20th Norwich, 21st Bristol, 22nd Manchester, 24th the trip down to Southampton. You've got a day in between at least to get that done. And finishing it all off
right with
the musician in Leicester on the 26th of September.
Yeah, I know, right? I'm all over the place.
Absolutely mad tour. And three singles already from the album. And it's going to be so well received, it's going to be racing up the official country chart. I'm pretty much certain of that. So what has been going on, apart from the madcap lifestyle you must be leading since the end of the tour last year?
Since last year, I mean, we obviously toured with the first album, Here We Go Again, as much as we possibly could. But during that time, we were writing, starting the next project before we really even knew what the next project was going to be. So, yeah, we worked about a year, a little more than that, on it. And now it's finally done. It's finally out. And now we get to tour with this album. So it's going to be a lot of fun because that means we get to play so much more music now. You know, before we were restricted to the songs that we had and a few covers, and now we've got so much material. It's gonna be such a great show.
It's being out on the road that can shape your music. And do you think that's changed your sound in any way based on the fact you were out touring whilst a lot of this was being, you know, fermented in the old mind?
Yeah, I think to a certain extent. I mean, you know, to be honest with you, when we first started the process of deciding we were going to do a new album, we had an idea of exactly what we wanted. And then, of course, over the months, that sound kind of evolved a bit more. Because, you know, when you're on the road, you hear so many other artists and listening to the radio and things like that. So you really start to get inspired by other artists. That's kind of what happened with this one. And rather than do a Here We Go Again part two, we decided to give the listener, the current fans, a slightly different sound and hopefully broadening our range to new fans.
But equally, the sound that you have and your voice is going to keep anybody who's heard you sing still listening to all of your tunes.
That's what we hope.
That's going to work some magic, I know that much. And this is all alongside the challenges that you've had within your own life, particularly with the travelling and the stress of being in what you're doing, the great joy you've had working alongside Evans in the UK as one of their ambassadors. Mm-hmm. It's just been really a bit of a mad 12 months.
It has been absolutely a crazy year. But, you know, I look back at it and my manager and I were sitting down just a couple weeks ago, and actually going through everything and going, my gosh, that last year was a whirlwind, you know. And this year, actually, the beginning of the year started out fairly slow because we were finishing the album. And now here we are, and it's just starting to do about the same and going to be another whirlwind in the next year. But honestly, I wouldn't have it any other way because I enjoy every second of it.
Well, we've already heard Kings of Summer. We're going to take a listen to I'm Not Going Home now. So tell us a bit about this song.
I love this song so much. You know, one of the things that we wanted to do with this new sound is introduce a slight gospel feel under the country umbrella. In the States, people have been doing it for ages, but we wanted to bring in a little bit of gospel into the UK country sound. And this song talks about to all the people that have been told they're not good enough, they're the wrong religion, they're the wrong race, you know, all of the above, that says, you know what, I'm not going home, I'm here to stay, and you're just going to have to deal with it.
I think if anybody's going to stand up for anyone else, it's going to be you, because you seem that kind of young lady. So we look forward to you being forthright when you need to be and enjoying the music as we go along. Remind us of the title of the album and the release date for us.
The album is called Smoke and Mirrors. It's out on the 15th of September, and we're also heading out on tour at the beginning of September as well. We cannot wait to see everyone there.
Well, we can't wait to have you back in the UK and touring again. I'm going to try and get to the Leicester gig if I can, time allowing. But it'd be great to see you then. So much looking forward to hearing the whole album. But for now, Jessica Clemons, Jess and the Bandits, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much.
I came here to play and I'm playing to win, baby. I won't settle for less than a yes, no, maybes. All those pretty little fit into your boxes. That ain't me, but that don't mean that I'm a lost cause. I'm just getting started. I'm back in the saddle, baby. I might fall down, but I get myself up again and again and again. Oh, all those pretty little doing with the toes. Is it me or is that shit getting real old? Find my way. I'm not going, I'm not going, I'm not going.
The nation's top 20 picnicking spots have been identified. And to tell us more about it, we've got creative food blogger and mum Grace Hall. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
You are renowned for the quality of your picnics, but you basically give people loads of things to live up to. But wherever you're eating them, they are top notch. However, choosing the best spot is vitally important, isn't it?
Yes, I think so, yeah. You need somewhere really beautiful, you know, somewhere where the children are going to enjoy themselves if you're taking a family.
There's 85% of us going to grab a hamper sometime over the summer holidays, and that is a lot of picnics to be eaten.
Definitely, yeah. I think we really do love a picnic. And I think, you know, when the sun's shining, we get out there and take advantage of it before it starts raining again.
Now, this research has been commissioned by Disney Life, and you are well known for your Disney picnics.
Yes, well, I've created 5 special picnics, which are inspired by famous characters from some of the shows and films available to view on Disney Life. And they are themed on some famous characters, Winnie the Pooh, Finding Nemo, Cars, Beauty and the Beast, and Tangled.
And if you want to get a bit of a tutorial on how to put this together, disney.co.uk/picnics. And who better than Winnie the Pooh? Because I'm sure, you know, not only the honey, but also there's going to be sandwiches in one of their knapsacks. There's got to be.
Definitely. Actually, for our Winnie the Pooh picnic, I created some lovely buzzy bee-shaped sandwiches, which, you know, look really fun, but they're really easy to make.
And when you're coming up with ideas for this, are you sometimes inspired by the places you're going to?
Yes, I mean, I run a food blog called Eats Amazing, and it's all about getting creative with food for children. So I take inspiration from places we're going, from events that are happening, you know, from characters, all sorts of things, really.
Now, a panel of parenting and travel experts created the shortlist for the top family picnic locations. And are any of the top 20 places that you regularly visit?
There aren't any that I regularly visit. I think we're more likely to head off to the local park, but there's certainly some that I have been to. You know, some really nice locations on the list.
And your favourite of those?
I think the Stone Circles at Avebury in Wiltshire. You know, lovely atmosphere there.
And, of course, at the top of the list is Three Cliffs Bay in Gower in Wales. We do have a local entry onto the list, and that's at number 16, the Birches Valley Forest Centre at Cannock Chase in Staffordshire. So not too far away from us, and a place we can go to and really enjoy the scenery. And what is it that really makes these places stand out? Is it just the looks, or is it the accessibility as well?
I think these are voted particularly with families in mind. So obviously they need to be really lovely, beautiful locations. But, you know, I think there are important things to consider, you know, whether there are toilets available and you know, child-friendly places where children are going to enjoy themselves and have a nice play as well as enjoying the picnic.
And what is your top of your list when it comes to putting that picnic together? Is it making sure there is somewhere that you can take the little ones off to the loo?
It's certainly very important, you know, but I think surroundings, you know, how beautiful they are, and, you know, there's something interesting for them to play. So I quite like taking them to the woods so they can do a bit of tree climbing alongside the picnic.
What are your top tips for making that picnic work?
I think for making a really great picnic, I think you need a nice, decent cool bag, which is easy to carry if you're going for a bit of a walk first. I think, you know, getting your children involved in choosing the food so that you know they're going to eat some of it. And, yeah, if you want to get a bit creative, maybe have a fun theme for your picnic. You could get your kids dressed up as their favourite character and theme the picnic around the you know, around that theme.
And what better way of doing all of this than when you're actually travelling to and from, having Disney Life in the back of the car when they're all linked up via their iPads and whatever else? Just use the technology to entertain them on the way there and enjoy the surroundings when they arrive.
Definitely, and it's perfect for a rainy day when you can't picnic or you need to picnic at home. We quite like having a bit of a movie night on rainy days, you know, we sit down and have an indoor picnic.
And the good bit about Disney Life is it's great for the adults as well as the kids, because whether you're reminiscing about your own childhood with some of the shows that are on there, or the fact it's just blooming good television, you still get engrossed in the stories, don't you?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, we actually signed up for Disney Life recently, and I was more excited than the children, I think, about some of the films that I saw that are available. And my husband and I really enjoyed watching the new Beauty and the Beast film that's come out recently. That was on there, which is one about my picnics was themed about around.
And with just a monthly cost of $4.99, Disney Life available to UK residents aged 18 or over. And of course, then you can get the kids watching. There's a subscription with something new every week, which is a great way of doing it. A picnic you can put together something different every week for, and a case of going out and enjoying yourself and getting the family together and making sure you're enjoying all of these activities as one family unit.
Definitely.
Well, I shall look out for you picnicking somewhere, hopefully near Cannock Chase, if we can get you to work your way down the list of the top 20. That would be great to see. But for now, creative food blogger Grace Hall, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
Time to take another tune from Jess and the Bandits. This is Sister.
You got more tears than heaven's got rain. All angels feel your pain. You think you're a statue on a crowded street, wings out but never free, a beauty that you can't see. You're not the first, won't be the last woman to fight this. I know that you're hurt, but you don't have to hide it. Speak the truth. Time's not a friend of you, and love you never knew. Hold your head high, don't let it fall. You will get through this. You'll be alright on the other side if you can do it. When I hear you cry, sister,
this Saturday at the Bookmark Theatre in Blocks, which is a very special charity event. It is a cancer charity fundraiser. To tell us more, Chip McAuliffe, hello.
Hey, Jason, how are you? Long time no hear.
Oh, well, we know you're out there, though, because we keep hearing great things about the Health and Happiness Show, and I do apologise for not having a chance to get over, but it's just been so busy of late. However, it's always worth it. And one of those who's featured recently have been the boys from the All Night Chemist, and they are part of the event that you've got coming up this Saturday. Tell us more.
That's correct. And then there's a collection of a lot of other performers. They're not necessarily Americana performers, but they have been coming out and supporting the Health and Happiness Show from the beginning. When I said that I'd like to do a cancer research fundraiser for my friend Dr. Joseph Sulesuso, everybody just jumped on board. So we've got quite a collection of performers, and plus the boys from the All Night Chemists who are backed by popular demand, and every penny raised will go to Joseph's team that are doing great research right here in Staffordshire.
Well, it's good to know that the funds have been raised, the work's been done, and everyone gets to have an absolutely brilliant night as it all happens as well, because doors at 7, the show's at 8, and it's £8, £7 for your tickets.
Yeah, whatever people can also afford to donate would be much appreciated.
And under 18s are just a fiver. So come along, enjoy a brilliant show of a wide variety of music, And if anything, it's likely to have the feel of a jam session about this, isn't it? It's likely to just feel like a full music event. You're going to be one of the musos if you're in the audience.
Yeah, it's gonna have the smackings of an Opry, because as you know, at the Opry show, people get on stage, do two songs, and get off. And we've got Tony Barrett being our stage manager. He's very very good at that sort of thing. And then the All Night Chemists will have a nice featured spot.
So going to be a great, great show. All you need to do to get tickets, 01922 655 900. That's 01922 655 900. That's the number for the Bookmark Theatre in Bloxwich, which is on Elmore Road, yes. WS32HR. Or call Chuck at 07751 791 724. 07751 791 724. But what else is going on? When's the next Health and Happiness show as well?
Well, that's the date for September, but I'll be in touch, Jason. The thing I wanted to mention about the raising of the funds for cancer research is Dr. Joseph, it's a local cancer research team that works out of the North Staffordshire University Hospital and Keele University. And every penny that's raised goes right to the research. There's no money used for admin costs or anything like that. That's why I like supporting Joseph. Plus, Joseph's become a great friend over the years, as he was the senior oncologist that cared for my second wife, Janet, when she was diagnosed with lung cancer. So there's a lot of history there. Mm-hmm. And I'd appreciate anybody coming out just for an evening of great live music and to support a great cause.
Yeah, it is a very deserving cause, and I know it will be great live music. If you're involved, it's always a good show. So
thank you, Jason.
Get along this Saturday night. It is the 12th of August, and you can have a brilliant time at a great event at raising funds for a very important cause. Chuck McAuliffe, thank you for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome, Jason. Thank you for having me.
Canaan's land, I'm on my way, where the soul of man never dies. The darkest night will turn to day, where the soul of man never dies. Dear friends, there'll be no sad farewells, there'll be no tear-dimmed eyes, where all is peace and joy. Spend eternity where the soul of man never dies. Dear friends, there'll be no sad farewell, there'll be no tear-dimmed eyes, where all is peace and joy and learn the soul. Love light shines across the foam where the soul of man never dies. It shines and lights our way to home where the soul of man never dies. Dear friends, there'll be no sad farewells, there'll be no tear-dimmed eyes, where all is peace and joy. The soul of man never dies. No friends, there'll be no sad farewells, there'll be no tear-dimmed eyes, where all is peace and joy and love in the soul.
Danx, who stood next to me, has been doing a charity walk today. And you've walked all the way from Cannock to the stadium. Hi, Martin.
Oh, yeah. Yes, we started off from Barsport this morning in Cannock and walked all the way to the stadium, which was about 10 miles. It took us about 3.5 hours. And we've been in the process of raising money for acute leukemia as a result of Carl's diagnosis.
How many of you took part in the walk today?
There was 13 of us.
Doing their bit, and you've had great support along the way too.
Oh yeah, we've had fantastic support along the way. On our funding page, we're already over £2,000 raised, with another 50% to come from a local business, Swinton. So hopefully we can reach 4,000 or even more than that.
Well, that'd be absolutely brilliant. Thank you, Martin, for your contribution so far. And we'll be hearing more about the work that's been done to raise funds for acute leukemia.
Ladies and gentlemen, will you put your hands together, please, for the Dwyer family? Vinny, who's at the Wolves Academy, stepmother Lisa, and Sophia, 11 years of age, who sadly is suffering with the illness of leukemia. Sophia, you're 11 years of age, and do you love the Wolves?
Yes, I do.
Who's your favourite player?
I don't know, because like, I haven't got one, but I'll say Vinny.
Your brother?
Yeah.
Well, there's a shot. And I believe you've already spoken to Carl Hakimi.
Yes, I have.
Well, what did he say to you?
He was just asking how I was and, like, how does it feel like to have leukemia at my age?
How are you fighting this? Is the treatment working for you?
Yes, it is. It's a little bit hard, but I've got all my family around me and friends, and it will help me and I'll get through it.
You can't beat having your family around you, mate, can you? And Lisa, when was Sophia diagnosed?
She was diagnosed on the 9th of June this year.
The therapy is working straight away?
She's started the first lot of chemo. She's gone through that absolutely brilliant. She starts her next lot Monday or Tuesday next week.
Have they put a time on this, the hope that it will be cured?
Because it's such a rare form of leukemia that Sophia has, they're hoping that by December, when she's gone through four lots of chemotherapy, that fingers crossed she'll be fine.
Lovely, lovely. And Vinny, you must be absolutely over the moon with the attitude of your sister in this terrible illness.
Yeah, she's doing really well. She's fighting, she's kicking butt. She has an Instagram, Super Sophia. Everyone go follow her. She has like a joke of the day every day. She's just showing everyone that she's not going to get beat by it.
Mate, what a fantastic attitude to have. And I hope everything goes very, very well for you. And you're back here next season looking brilliant, as you do now. Ladies and gentlemen, the Dwyer family. Jody, thanks for joining us. Can we have some introductions? My name's Steve. You're Toby. Luke. And you're Joe. Okay. And is it Toby that's just being given the all clear? Jody, is that right, yeah?
Yes. Toby was diagnosed with leukemia in 2012, and he went for a three-year course of treatment. And, he's in remission, and as you can see, doing absolutely fantastic.
It looks really well. Can you just sort of explain a little bit to the people in the stands that what leukemia actually is and how it develops?
It's quite confusing. There's so many different strains of leukemia. Obviously, childhood leukemia is different from adult leukemia, hence why Toby had a three-year course of treatment. Well, as I expect, Carl's will be a shorter, more intensive course. So, fingers crossed, they caught Carl's nice and early, and he'll be coming through it. And wouldn't it be great if one day we could see him back on this pitch?
Oh, it would be fantastic, Jody, really. And have you been in constant touch with Carl?
I've dropped him messages. I've obviously told him about the programme, which we're doing, and I'm going to give him the original and hopefully cheer him up a bit. So, as far as I'm aware, he's in good spirits, and the treatment's going well.
And Toby, you're better now, aren't you? You're all fit and well.
Yeah.
And can you play any sport you want to play?
Football.
You want to play football? Do you want to play for Wolves one day like your dad?
Yeah.
Are you centre-half? Are you better than your dad?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know too much about that, but it's great to see that you're recovered, mate. You're in remission and on the way to recovery. Stevie Plant, ladies and gentlemen, who had a 24-hour penalty shootout yesterday at 10 o'clock till 10 o'clock this morning to raise funds for CARE Leukemia. Stevie, just run us through how it went on the day.
It went fantastic. We thought we was going to raise about 5,000, and we're up to about 12,000 at the moment.
£12,000?
Yeah, we've exceeded 12,000.
That's absolutely fantastic. And that's for Cure Leukemia, yeah?
Yeah, Cure Leukemia.
Did you have any sort of mishaps? Because it was 24 hours.
The only mishap we had was when you turned up, but otherwise it's been sound.
There's no need for that. I've got to be honest. And you're in conversations with Carl quite a few times, aren't you?
Carl found me yesterday, and he said he was following everything on Twitter and social media, and he was loving it. And he's tweeted me today, and he said he's really proud of what we've done.
Fantastic. Stevie Plant. Ladies and gentlemen, Steve Plant, thank you.
Now, here we have with us the CEO of Cure Leukemia, who are receiving those funds, James McLaughlin. Obviously, all funds that come your way are vitally important. It's been brought home with the situation we have with Carl. And how is this money used?
The money used is going to go directly to our £1 million appeal to double the Centre of Haematology based in Birmingham at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. It will mean double the amount of patients that can be treated. Obviously, like Carl, and also I want to make a special comment about Anthony Renton at Middlesbrough as well, because he's a young lad, but the money that is going from fantastic fundraising in the last 24 hours is going to stay in the region and help thousands of patients hopefully beat this horrible disease.
Brilliant work that's been done. Thank you to everybody who's shown the support here. Please put your hands together for James McLaughlin, CEO of Cure Leukemia, and Steve Plant.
Hi everyone, just want to say thank you for your messages and love and support over the last few weeks. I can't appreciate it enough and wanted to send you a message just to thank you and let you know that my family's thankful for your support as well. The support you've shown me, it's been incredible and it's really helped me get through these first few weeks and will help me get through the rest of my treatment. So just thank you fans, everyone involved in the club. I really appreciate it and see you soon.
That's your lot for this week. Thank you so much for joining us. Back next week with more on episode 425. I'll see you then. Ta-ra for now.
Goodbye from the milk bar. 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 Yeah. Goodbye from the milk bar. Yeah.